ESAC County Boys football coach Eric McCullough joining us now. Coach, a big one coming up on Friday with Sioux Central. How have the kids been looking in practice this week?
You know, Casey, that's we've had a pretty good week of practice. They know that as a team, this last couple weeks we've kind of let a couple of them go that should have been in our grasp there, and a lot of times it's because it's just the little things we just didn't finish or didn't focus on quite hard enough, maybe in practice, maybe in games, given injuries, illness, you know, whatever you want to come up with. But the bottom line is we just couldn't get the job done. And this week, you know, with the group of senior leaders we have and majority of our team being seniors, how important this game is to continue into next week.
And just talk about those seniors a little bit. You get a chance to send them off on their home field with a victory on senior night. That could clinch a playoff spot.
Yes, you know, and just everybody, when you're a senior, you take the pride in playing at home. And the way our schedule's gone, you know, we've had some pretty good matchups at home. We've had some good wins at home. We let one go against Pokey at home. We just didn't play our best that night. But the other two nights we played very well and won some really important games to kind of keep us in the hunt for the season. And this senior crew, you know, the last 3 years have really had to step up. They've had to play early in their high school careers, freshmen and sophomores. Because of numbers and injuries in past years. And they've kind of been through the struggle. They've been through the kind of having to hand it to them and beat up a little bit. And now they're in a situation being seniors, what they understand, what needs to be done, and what can happen if we can play well and kind of continue to next week for playoffs.
Your defense has played really well this season for you guys. Is that something you're going to lean on coming into Friday night?
Oh, absolutely. It's something we've tried to kind of hang on all season, you know, is our defense. They've kept us in games, bent, not broke. We haven't given up a lot of points, maybe given up more yards than we'd like to, but they really buckle down when it gets into. I mean, we look at even last week against Manson, I think it was three or four times inside the red zone, one time inside the 10-yard line that we held them out from scoring on the defensive side. And then that keeps you in games when you can kind of keep those points off the board. And then offensively, we just had a lot of struggles this season. And a lot of that, again, because of illness or sickness, we don't have guys quite, kind of where we need them to be, trying to work out some situations and some rotational stuff that way, just to try and get our guys in the right positions. It could be good combinations for us to have some success.
You mentioned the offense struggling a little bit this year. Any tweaks you're going to make going into this final week to really push on a win to make the playoffs?
We really just focused on, you know, keeping it down to the things that they're comfortable with and really hammered out some good positive reps this week and tried to throw some defensive schemes at them to just kind of get them prepared and understand the situation, the schemes, and just try to keep it simple. You know, it's, the weather doesn't look favorable, so it's not like we can really open up the playbook a little bit. So we just need to be really good at a few of our plays and make sure we can eliminate our mistakes and just take care of those little small things.
What are you expecting Sioux Center to throw at you guys defensively?
You know, we've seen them between kind of a 5-2 monster, 5-3 look when they've gone against teams that are condensed in their formations, you know, tight end, fullback houses that sometimes you see us in, so we could possibly see their 5-2, 5-3 type look. And then against some of the teams that have spread it out a little bit more, you see more of their 4-4 type look with kind of man coverage over top. So we kind of anticipate we're going to probably see a combination of those two things, kind of given the situation on where we are in the field and maybe what we're trying to do is what they're going to try and come back at us with. So we just try to work with our kids to kind of understand the difference between those two defenses and what their responsibilities are.
Now, if they come out in that 5-2 look, are you going to try to get it to the outside of some of your playmakers and then vice versa? If a 4-4, are you guys going to try to run the football on them?
Oh yeah, you know, absolutely. That's, we want to try and take what we can and just kind of keep the down and distance kind of, you know, try and manageable type situations where we get, you know, 4 or 5 yards on that first down, and we just can't take second down and have a negative play or zero, and then we're third long. You know, we just want to be manageable. Depending on what the weather's going to look like, if we can kind of use our short passing game a little bit better, trying to work on that the last couple of weeks on our timing, understanding our reads a little bit better, and just making sure we're catching the ball.
Now, defensively for you guys, what do you expect Sioux Center to come at you within their offensive scheme?
You know, Sioux Central's always been one of those quick sugar huddles, they call them, where they're going to come out of that huddle, and when they hit the offensive line, they're snapping the ball, they're going. It's pretty basic. You're going to see between kind of a ISO lead off tackle to a quick pitch outside, to kind of faking the ISO and the quarterback keeping it around. And our kids seen a similar offense against Emmitsburg. These guys aren't as big as Emmitsburg, probably not as physical as Emmitsburg, but Sioux Central likes to throw the ball a little bit more in Emmitsburg. So we can't get our eyes lost in the backfield with our D-backs. They have to make sure their job, can't give up a big play. We have to just kind of manage it for them to keep them in things they don't want to be. They don't want to be third long. They don't want to be second long. So we have to do our job up front, make sure we secure tackles. That was something we struggled with last week against Manson. So we have to make sure we secure tackles and make good quality tackles and keep them in, you know, make them try and drive the field or try and get that first down on a third long or fourth long and try and get those turnovers.
With how quickly they run their offense in the misdirection, is it going to be important for kids to know their assignments and stay home when they can?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we got, everybody's got to do their job. And I think a couple weeks ago when we played Eagle Grove, our defense did a fantastic job of that. They trusted each other, which is what we talked about all week. If this is your job, you have to do it. You can't try and do somebody else's job because that's going to leave your job wide open. So same thing this week. You know, if you have outside contain, you have got to be outside contain. If you have takeaway off tackle, you have to take away off tackle. You can't be trying to do somebody else's job. And that's the things we stress this week against this offense is you just have to play sound and you got to be physical. They're going to be physical, come out and hit you, and you have to match that.
Have you talked about with the kids that if they win, they're in the playoffs so far this week?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've talked about for the last couple of weeks about different scenarios. And, you know, it's, I think, a goal of every high school team in Iowa. When you start the season, you want to make the playoffs, you know, and try and play in that postseason. That's got to be your goal, to have some success and try and get that, you know, get that banner hung up in the gym for your kids to see, for your school district to see. And it, you know, just shows the hard work that you put in the off season is how you're kind of rewarded for that.
Eric, those are the only questions I have for you. Thank you for joining me before Friday's game.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you.